Part 3. You are going to hear an interview with a husband and wife team that run a business together. They are going to talk about the advantages of working closely together and the problems it also presents. For questions 15 to 20, choose the answer A, B, C or D, which fits best according to what you hear. You now have 1 minute to look at Part 3.
Hello everyone, I'm here with the Fergusons, Dave and Shannon, who have been kind enough to share with us their thoughts on both the business aspect of running their company and the dynamic of being married and how it affects operations. Guys, thanks for being here.
Thanks for letting us come on today.
Now first, explain to the listeners who aren't familiar with your business what type of company you guys run.
Well, together we run a contracting company that specializes in affordable housing development. We started out very small, and by no means are we huge nowadays, although there are many more projects and moving parts to manage now.
Shannon, how did all of this start?
Before I met Dave, he had been working in construction to help pay the bills while he was studying at university. I think it's important, even if the bosses aren't 100% involved on site day to day, to have some experience and understanding of what's going on apart from the management side. With that in mind, we were able to take my degree in business administration and couple it with Dave's knowledge to establish a good base.
Yes, even after university, some of my first jobs remained in construction, and I was actually able to send a project manager at times to gain more valuable familiarity of how things work. We knew that if we took our own knowledge and sort of, I don't know, helped educate each other, we might have something.
But this was not the first option for either of you, correct?
We had talked about getting married shortly after university, with the understanding we would support each other in our separate career paths. However, after a few years of failed expectations, we decided we would rather succeed or fail together, rather than take things on independently.
And how has that been? That's to say, being a couple as well as business partners.
It certainly presents its own set of challenges that other businesses might not take on. However, by the same token, we have a level of trust that others may not. It sounds cliché, but we were friends long before we became a couple, so it's not something we dwell on too often.
In that same sense, we've learned how, over our history with the company, to appropriately mix our business and personal lives, because of course it would be impossible to try and completely separate the two.
In the time we have left, can you share with us some of the charitable projects you're involved in?
Aside from focusing most of our for-profit efforts on the affordable housing sector, we have been fortunate enough to partner with some other companies to sponsor building in underdeveloped areas, where affordable housing really isn't even in the vernacular. Some of these places are in dire situations, and to be able to even give a little bit back from how lucky we've been is a blessing.
Well, thanks to both of you for coming again.
Now you'll hear the recording again.
Hello everyone, I'm here with the Fergusons, Dave and Shannon, who have been kind enough to share with us their thoughts on both the business aspect of running their company and the dynamic of being married and how it affects operations. Guys, thanks for being here.
Thanks for letting us come on today.
Now first, explain to the listeners who aren't familiar with your business what type of company you guys run.
Well, together we run a contracting company that specializes in affordable housing development. We started out very small, and by no means are we huge nowadays, although there are many more projects and moving parts to manage now.
Shannon, how did all of this start?
Before I met Dave, he had been working in construction to help pay the bills while he was studying at university. I think it's important, even if the bosses aren't 100% involved on site day to day, to have some experience and understanding of what's going on apart from the management side. With that in mind, we were able to take my degree in business administration and couple it with Dave's knowledge to establish a good base.
Yes, even after university, some of my first jobs remained in construction, and I was actually able to send a project manager at times to gain more valuable familiarity of how things work. We knew that if we took our own knowledge and sort of, I don't know, helped educate each other, we might have something.
But this was not the first option for either of you, correct?
We had talked about getting married shortly after university, with the understanding we would support each other in our separate career paths. However, after a few years of failed expectations, we decided we would rather succeed or fail together, rather than take things on independently.
And how has that been? That's to say, being a couple as well as business partners.
It certainly presents its own set of challenges that other businesses might not take on. However, by the same token, we have a level of trust that others may not. It sounds cliché, but we were friends long before we became a couple, so it's not something we dwell on too often.
In that same sense, we've learned how, over our history with the company, to appropriately mix our business and personal lives, because of course it would be impossible to try and completely separate the two.
In the time we have left, can you share with us some of the charitable projects you're involved in?
Aside from focusing most of our for-profit efforts on the affordable housing sector, we have been fortunate enough to partner with some other companies to sponsor building in underdeveloped areas, where affordable housing really isn't even in the vernacular. Some of these places are in dire situations, and to be able to even give a little bit back from how lucky we've been is a blessing.
Well, thanks to both of you for coming again.
That's the end of part 3. Now turn to part 4.